USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Tuesday, the Senate will debate the rules that will govern the president's impeachment trial and decide whether witnesses will be called. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown told CNN's State of the Union the trial should have witnesses.
You know, I hear the president over and over saying that the House was unfair, that it's all hearsay. Well, then bring in the people who were in the room. If the president's innocent, then they will exonerate him and we'll all vote not to convict.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday the Senate will give the president a fair trial.
If we call one witness, we're going to call all the witnesses. There's not going to be a process where the Democrats get their witnesses and the president gets shut out.
The Kansas City Chiefs have advanced to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. They beat the Tennessee Titans 35-24 in the AFC title game. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Puerto Rico's chief emergency official has been fired after local residents discovered a warehouse full of never-distributed Hurricane Maria relief supplies. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Carlos Acevedo was dismissed Saturday by the Puerto Rican governor just hours after a warehouse was discovered filled with undistributed emergency aid that was intended for the victims of the 2017 hurricane. It was found in the southern city of Ponce, which was hit hard by recent earthquakes. Local families were reportedly lining up outside the warehouse for bottled water, baby formula, and other emergency supplies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iran now says they're not sending to Ukraine the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the Ukrainian plane that was downed in Tehran earlier this month. Just one day earlier, an Iranian official said they would send it to the nation. 176 people died aboard that crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Virginia state senator is openly expressing concerns for those attending a pro-Second Amendment rally Monday in Richmond. USA's John Clemens reports.
The warning comes from Senator Amanda Chase concerning the characterizations by Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam for calling those attending the pro-Second Amendment rally as being involved in an insurrection of potential domestic terrorism.
We're hearing reports that there are groups that could potentially come to wreak mischief, and we just want to ensure that I know that there are people that I've talked to that talked about bringing children with them, and all we need to do is give them the information, the full information, so that they can make those choices, which is why I've been very forthcoming with the information that I'm hearing, that I'm seeing, so that people can assess risk for them and for both they and their families.
I'm John Clemens.
Some kids are going to court. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.